local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We say welcome into a Thursday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. With you for the next 49 minutes, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. A lot happening, and we'll get started right away with today's top three stories. We begin in Uvalde, Texas, where today a 600-page Justice Department report calls police response to the school shooting a failure.
I also told the families and survivors how deeply sorry I am for the losses they suffered that day and for the losses they have suffered every day since.
That is Attorney General Merrick Garland. He met with victim families during his visit to Uvalde yesterday and then held a press conference in Washington, D.C. today, providing details of that report, the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School back on May 24th of 2022, killed 21 and injured 17. Part of the report says, the DOJ says, quote, the response to the mass casualty incident was a failure as the shooter was stopped 77 minutes after he first walked into the school. A lot of the information that was released has been public knowledge, but this, again, it was a report of nearly 600 pages that was released today by the Department of Justice. Also, growing fears of a wider conflict in the Israel-Hamas war. Pakistan has carried out strikes in Iran as retaliation for strikes that they made earlier this week. And the U.S. hit over a dozen Houthi rebel missile sites in Yemen late last night in what they say were preemptive strikes targeting threats to ships in the Red Sea.
These strikes will continue for as long as they need to continue to try to disrupt and degrade the Houthis' ability to continue to conduct these attacks.
And that is John Kirby. Meanwhile, frustrations are said to be growing between the Biden administration and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as pressures mount for the Israeli military to scale back the offensive in the Gaza Strip. And the New York writer who accused Donald Trump of sexual assault has concluded a day and a half of testimony in her defamation case. E. Jean Carroll's testimony ended following redirect from her attorney and recross examination from Trump's attorney. Carroll testified today about how Trump's statements calling the case a lie and a hoax have shattered her reputation and led to threats to her safety. Of course, Trump has already been found guilty of defamation and liable for sexually abusing Carroll in a department store dressing room, and she's seeking $10 million in damages. Those are today's top three stories. Just shy of 4:15, we'll check in with Austin for the first time this hour to see how our roads and the weather forecast looks. Austin.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. It's the coldest time of the year. Visit ECUA's website now for info on protecting your home's plumbing from the effects of freezing temperatures. That is ECUA. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, if you're traveling northbound on Mobile Highway towards the intersection with Softly Field Road, we have some backups developing in that area. We also have some, as we usually do, on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile. Got a lot of issues there at this time. A little bit on North Davis Highway here and there. Same can be said about West 9 Mile. Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards North Davis. That's going to give you some issues. And if you are traveling westbound on Airport Boulevard towards College Parkway, we've got some backups there as well. Looking outside of Pensacola, we've got a little bit of issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're going to travel eastbound towards Tiger Point, or more like the Oriole Beach area. If you're traveling eastbound there, look out for that. And lastly, over in the Pace Milton areas, we have some congestion surrounding downtown Milton. If you are either traveling eastbound on Caroline Street coming from the Glover Lane area, or if you're coming westbound over Blackwater River, you're going to have some issues getting into downtown Milton from both directions there.
Excuse me. I will also make a mention, State Road 87 at Hickory Hammock Road, right by Southern Raceway. Looks like there's some construction work happening at that intersection. So we're seeing some heavy slowdowns in both north and southbound lanes there of 87. So be mindful there. 4:15, just seeing this here, Congress passing a stopgap funding bill ahead of tomorrow's deadline to prevent a partial government shutdown. So it looks like we're just kicking this thing down the road. The bill will now head to the president's desk to become law before funding expires tomorrow at midnight. The short-term spending bill will keep the government funded now through March. So there's new development just into the newsroom today. Taking a look at what's happening locally. So Pensacola police earlier this afternoon shut down a portion of Davis Highway as a death investigation started. Police say they found an unresponsive man with multiple injuries who was found in bushes outside of a business, and that man was taken to a hospital where he died. So far, he has not been identified, only as a white male in his 60s. Police were initially looking into whether the man was perhaps hit by a car or if there were any other circumstances. An update from Pensacola police say that they do not believe that a vehicle was involved, but are asking if anybody has information to give them a call. Also, a man who engaged in a multi-day crime spree that ended with the murder of a Flomaton man will now spend the rest of his life in prison. Caleb Anderson was convicted of killing 52-year-old Dwight Dixon back in August of 2022. Investigators say he sexually assaulted a woman in Michigan on August 1st, killed a man in Green Bay, Wisconsin on the 2nd, and Dixon on the 3rd. Dixon was found dead at his mobile home. Anderson pleaded guilty to Dixon's death back on January 4th, and he will not have a chance at parole. Also in Foley last night, police on the hunt for a suspect, they say, stabbed a woman outside inside Heritage Park. A woman was able to run to a nearby bar for help after being stabbed in the arm, torso, and thigh. Police do have a suspect of interest in that case, described as a black man wearing, at the time, dark blue baggy jeans and a knit cap and riding a bicycle on North McKenzie Street. So Foley police are asking for the public's help on that. A disturbing arrest in Baldwin County. Our David Wayne reporting.
That's right. The investigation started after Alec Dvorak was investigated for opening accounts, allegedly using his grandparents' information. Investigators say he'd gotten credit cards in their names and stolen several thousand dollars. But when Dvorak was arrested on January 9th, he had an infant in his car. Investigators say when that child was returned to a family member, they reported strange marks on the child's body. Those turned out to be burns from a stun gun. Deputies eventually found that stun gun where it had been discarded on the side of the road by his girlfriend and matched it to the burns on the child. Dvorak now faces a laundry list of charges, including torture and abuse of a child, chemical endangerment, tampering with evidence, elderly abuse and exploitation, fraud and identity theft, and drug possession. He's being held on more than $1.5 million bond at the Baldwin County Jail.
All right. Thank you very much, David. Also, Pensacola police say it's not us. There is words and reports that people are receiving calls from people pretending to be officers claiming that they have warrants.
Once we can put a little line on who these people are, then these reports will be forwarded to the proper authorities regarding it. But we're, you know, call us if you have a question. If they're, and truly, if you think the police are calling you and you're questioning it, call the police. It's plain and simple. Call us. Let us help you.
Yeah, it's PPD Officer Greg Gordon. He says, hey, if we've got a warrant for you, we're not going to call. We're just going to come knock on your door. So, but yeah, you know, you should never give personal information, of course, over the phone. So that's obviously a good tip as well. But yeah, if people are saying, hey, you've got a warrant and I'm a police officer, it's not legitimate. 4:20, we will take a break there. State and national headlines when we return. Hour number one of Pensacola right now.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's a new year, and that means new savings on your next Volkswagen from Pete Moore Imports. Remember 0% financing? Well, it's returned to Pete Moore Imports and is now available on all 2023 Volkswagen Tiguan and Taos crossover models. In addition to 0% financing, Pete Moore Imports is discounting those models like the 2023 Taos SE, now from $31,245, and the 2023 Tiguan SE R-Line, now from $34,791. Both discounted models offer 0% financing for 60 months. And with the new year comes the 2024 Atlas SE, now from $38,696, and the 2024 Atlas Cross Sport SE from $37,361. Start saving this month at Pete Moore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is on New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Plus take delivery by February 29, 2024. For details.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $10 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. W-2s and 1099s are being sent out, and scammers are posing as both employees and employers to collect Social Security and bank account information. Be wary of requests asking to change address or bank information through email alone. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin, 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just before 4:25 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, I actually had several things to report on. While none of them were abnormally severe, it was still a lot to handle, so we'll try to get to this as quick as we can. If you're traveling northbound on Mobile Highway towards the intersection with Softly Field Road, we still have some issues in that area. Also, if you're traveling even further north on Mobile Highway towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway, we have trouble at that intersection as well. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, as that so often does, it's given us some issues at this time. Traveling westbound on Burgess Road towards North Palafox Street, that's going to get give you some trouble as well. North Davis Highway and West 9 Mile have some issues here and there, but Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Davis, that is looking more and more backed up the more I look at it. Outside of Pensacola, you're going to have your biggest problems in the Pace-Milton areas. We had a lot of issues traveling into downtown Milton, but that appears to be lessening, though the congestion is still present. And due to construction near Southern Raceway, we do have traffic blocked going both ways, but especially if you are traveling northwest towards the Tom Thumb at that intersection there, so look out for that.
Temperatures overnight will be falling into the 40s, so cool, but not as cold as what we've been seeing. And there's a chance that a little bit of light rain might move through the area as we head through tonight. We've got another front headed this way. Friday, breezy, highs just in the 50s. And over the weekend, it's lows in the 20s and highs in the 40s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. We did not come particularly close to today's forecasted high of 62. I think we topped out at around 53. That's where we're at now. Overnight tonight won't get too much cooler, though, 47. And then tomorrow, 56 with some sunshine. And then the next Arctic blast coming into the area tomorrow night, 27 for a low. Sunshine Saturday, 44 and 46 the high on Sunday. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, a sweeping health care package is making it through a major hurdle. The state Senate unanimously passed the $800 million plan today, marking a big step towards easing an industry worker shortage and providing more access. The Live Healthy Act would expand mental health services in underserved communities by reimbursing student loans for psychologists and social workers who work in these designated areas. It would also increase access for maternal care for minority patients and provide free health screenings for low-income residents.
And Governor DeSantis is challenging a federal appeals panel ruling that may make it easier for one of the prosecutors he ousted to return to office. The governor's lawyers want the full 11th Circuit Court of Appeals to hear the case, opposing a motion by suspended Hillsborough State Attorney Andrew Warren to speed up the case. A three-judge panel sent the case back to a district judge who ruled that he didn't have the power to put Warren back in office after DeSantis suspended him in August of 2022.
A first-of-its-kind mass shooting prevention call center is now live out of South Florida. Founder Sean Canoni says it's set up to work like a suicide prevention hotline where the potential shooter calls in and speaks to a live person who can help steer them in a different direction.
80% of the mass shooters are normally suicidal or have tried suicide in the past. And if we can get to them in their planning stage, we may be able to help them.
It's an interesting idea and concept. Yeah. The center is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And this kind of sums up my thoughts. He says nothing else has worked to stop mass shooting, so this is worth a try.
That's fair. Yeah. I just don't know. I don't know if someone who's thinking about doing a mass shooting is going to call.
Well, that was my first reaction.
Because they would be kind of telling on themselves.
Yes, but then, I think what helped in my mind at least give it like the okay, I mean, it's worth a shot, is that audio where he said statistically, and I have no reason to think that he's lying about this, but statistically 80% of mass shooters are suicidal or have tried suicide in the past, so...
Yeah, no,
I don't know.
I have no problem. I mean, as he said, what do we got to lose? The number of advertised teaching vacancies is down in Florida. The Florida Education Association says halfway through the school year, the state still needs to fill more than 4,000 instructional vacancies and nearly 3,500 support staff positions. That's an improvement from August when there were nearly 7,000 open teaching positions.
And then a new chapter now in the battle between FSU and the ACC as the conference has filed a complaint against the school. The ACC argues FSU should not be allowed to take part in managing their business since the school's trying to leave. The ACC says that by attempting to leave the conference, FSU is not acting in the conference's best interest and is breaching its obligation to advance the conference's common goals. Each side is expected to file another motion by February 16th. So, I believe this was the update here when FSU said, hey, the conference wasn't letting us have all the documents unless we all went to North Carolina and then we reviewed the documents under careful eye of the conference lawyers. So, I don't know.
Well, and obviously FSU is looking out for itself before the ACC. Like, that's what all of this is about.
Yeah. All right, well, Fox News Update is coming up next. National headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti.
The yeas are 314, the nays are 108.
A bill to avert a partial government shutdown secured enough votes to pass in the House hours after the Senate approved it. The bill will now go to President Biden for his signature after the action this afternoon. House Speaker Mike Johnson had been depending on strong Democrat support to get the bill through, as many conservative Republicans are grumbling about him negotiating a temporary spending bill with Democrats. As the U.S. trades rocket fire with the Houthis in Yemen, fears of an expanded conflict begin to mount. Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh.
We don't seek war. We don't think that we are at war. We don't want to see a regional war.
The Houthis initially began striking ships in the Red Sea in an effort to weaken U.S. support for Israel. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Job cuts at Macy's. The department store chain says it'll cut more than 2,300 positions across its corporate office and stores, 3.5% of its workforce, and close 5 of its namesake stores. Officials said the cuts are in line with the bid to meet the needs of an ever-changing consumer and marketplace and become a more streamlined company. In early February, Bloomingdale's boss Tony Spring will move into the role of Macy's CEO. Discover Financial Services came up well short of expectations in posting a per-share profit of $1.54. The credit card company also reported that it logged a provision for credit losses of $1.9 billion in the period, a little more than double that of the year-ago figure. In response, Discover shares today skidded nearly 11%. It was a positive finish overall for stocks, though. Technology shares led the way, helping the NASDAQ Composite soar 200 points, or 1.3%. The Dow Industrials gained 202 points, the S&P 41. That's Your Money Now.
This ad furnished by Nesmontage LLC. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
We should do what my brother did. He went to 27cash.com and got $3,000.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is different. They're one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope. My brother said it was fast and easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan of up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account as soon as the next day. Our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Great news. I went to 27cash.com and we'll have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
This is Zach Kelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Nothing is more insufferable in sports than when a coach lectures another team after losing to them. And that's what Texas men's basketball coach Rodney Terry did after dropping a game to UCF. Coach Terry wasn't happy that UCF players were doing the innocuous horns down sign, and after the game said that UCF is classless and doesn't know how to win the right way. And all I'll say to coaches, if you don't want a team to do horns down, then how about you beat them next time so you don't get all caught up in your silly feelings. I'm Zach Kelb.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now.
800-583-5795.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-583-5795. That's 800-583-5795. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 4:35 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Several areas to report on. They're not necessarily severe, but they can be tricky. If you are traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road, that's going to have you backed up basically to about where you get off of I-10 East there, so or I-10 West, rather. So that's a pretty tricky area, as we so often see. But also, if you're traveling westbound on Burgess Road or northbound on North Palafox Street towards that intersection with those two roads there, that is looking pretty rough as well. Brent Lane, we were dealing with some issues there, but it has since died down. North Davis Highway, West 9 Mile Road, having splotches of minor congestion here and there, but nothing too crazy. Outside of Pensacola, your biggest problem is going to be near Southern Raceway. We were dealing with some issues there because of some construction, rather. But it doesn't appear to be that bad. It seems like it's dying down pretty soon. So hopefully, if you're in that area, it shouldn't hold you up for too much longer.
Not as cold overnight with lows in the 40s. Clouds will be in the skies, and we might see a little bit of light rain move through the area. Breezy weather on Friday as another front moves through. We'll have highs in the 50s, and that sets us up for another very cold weekend. Low temps will be down in the 20s, with daytime highs this weekend just in the 40s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. It's 53 right now. Not going to get too much cooler. 47 tonight. 50% chance of showers, rather. Partly sunny Friday, 56. Overnight low, 27, as that next polar air comes our way. 4:39 here. Austin, do me a favor and get started on national headlines so I can sneeze off air.
All right. Starting with national headlines here, a House panel is expected to vote on an impeachment resolution of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on January 31st. The House Homeland Security Committee is holding its final Mayorkas impeachment hearing today. CNN reports that with the committee vote planned for later this month, floor action on the possible impeachment could happen as early as February.
I appreciate it. Texas authorities have started arresting migrants and charging them with criminal trespassing. Last night marked the first time the policy was enacted after the state took control of Shelby Park in Eagle Pass. Texas's lieutenant governor took to social media to post photos and a video of the arrests being made of single migrant men and women.
And over 100 million Americans could be getting a fresh blanket of snow before the weekend. Forecasters say that two back-to-back storms will spread at least 3 inches of snow across some 18 states from Wyoming to New York both today and tomorrow. Travelers should be ready for delays at airports and on highways, and the second part of the storm will dump more snow on parts of the Midwest, Northeast, and Mid-Atlantic.
In Washington state, a judge is dismissing a challenge that would have removed former President Trump's name from that state's presidential primary ballot.
The lawsuit argued former President Trump broke the 14th Amendment for his actions on January 6th. Judge Mary Sue Wilson found the Secretary of State acted consistent with his duties in proceeding with a candidate's list the party submitted. The Secretary of State's office says they'll move forward with printing ballots and voters' pamphlets for the primary election. Brad Ford, NBC News Radio.
Yeah, my brother from another mother there. Also, President Biden pushing his economic agenda in North Carolina.
Nearly 800,000 manufacturing jobs nationwide. Unemployment has been below 4% for the longest stretch in American history in the last 50 years.
Touting thousands of more homes to high-speed internet, the president also acknowledged Donald Trump's comments recently, predicting a stock market crash if he doesn't win in 2024. Biden claimed Trump is the only leader to lose jobs during his term.
And the Georgia judge in the state election interference case against former President Trump is ordering a hearing to examine charges of an improper relationship. The charges filed involve accusations that Democratic Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis has an ongoing improper relationship with her lead prosecutor that helped her benefit financially. Willis says that the accusations are racially motivated, but has yet to call them false.
Oh, okay.
That's interesting, yes.
Yeah, 441 Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin here on News Radio 92.3. Quick rundown of what's happening in the world of sports today. NBA news. Josh Giddey, Oklahoma City Thunder player, will not face criminal charges after police investigated him for an alleged inappropriate relationship with an underage girl. Doubleheader on TNT tonight is the Bulls-Raptors at 6:30, followed by the Memphis Grizzlies at the Timberwolves. That game starts at 9 o'clock. NFL news today. Late last night, the Cowboys confirmed that head coach Mike McCarthy will be returning next season. And a lot of people were thinking that maybe with some high-profile candidates out there that this might be the time after three consecutive 12-win seasons and then first-round playoff losses that a change might be coming, but the owner, Jerry Jones, decided otherwise.
I'm so surprised by that. I'm so surprised because as I said, going into the Cowboys-Packers game before that weekend, I said they can't afford to lose this game. And that's why it's such like a surprising declaration so soon after the loss. It's like you almost got 50 dropped on you. And you're still saying we're sticking with him. No questions asked. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't know where the standards lie there.
Yeah, I don't know either. Let's see. College basketball tonight. We've got at 6 o'clock South Florida taking on 10th-rated Memphis. That's on ESPN. Florida Atlantic, who is ranked 23rd, they take on Wichita State on ESPN2. And then number 14, Illinois and Michigan. That'll be on 7:30 at FS1. And I understand Mike Tomlin was in a much more jovial mood today to answer questions about his future.
Yes, he was. Well, I mean, he tried to explain because he did. He stormed off the other day about, you know, oh, coach, you have 1 year left on your contract or whatever. The minute he heard that, he stormed off.
Yeah, about 20 minutes after losing in the playoffs, understandable.
Yeah, and I understand, like, he doesn't want to be asked that question. And he, you know, he cooled off, gave it a couple days. He comes back, talks to the media and says, hey, you know, I'm in a better mood now. Y'all got any contract questions?
Right.
And he tried to break the ice, lighthearted, ha-ha, said, hey, listen, obviously tensions were high. I didn't want to be asked that. And I get it. But I just don't really, as a Steelers fan, I don't really care because I feel like the pressure needs to be on. I feel like he needs to be grilled on this. Because as I said, I mean, people are saying he should already be gone. Some people are saying let's put the timer on him. And we can't even ask him a question. I understand there's a time and a place, but, you know, there's a time and a place where the Steelers should be winning again, too. I just don't know where that time and a place is in the Tomlin era. That's all I'm saying. But that's just me.
Very good.
I need to stop putting Steelers stuff into sports script.
It'd probably be best for a while.
I promise. I promise, America, I will stop talking about Mike Tomlin for at least three business days. There we go.
All right. 4:45, another check of the roads and weather.
Okay, looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, if you are traveling northbound on Mobile Highway towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway, we still have some backups in that area. That's been giving us some trouble so far. Traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile, if you're coming off of I-10 West there, that's going to have you backed up for a little bit. The intersection of North Palafox Street and East Burgess Road, that's still looking backed up at this time. That one can sometimes give us trouble as well. Outside of that, though, there's not a ton going on. We do have some construction that was causing some issues near Southern Raceway over in Milton, but that has lessened, so it hopefully shouldn't be holding you up too much longer.
All right, thank you very much. Meteorologist Alan Strum with the update.
Not as cold overnight with lows in the 40s. Clouds will be in the skies, and we might see a little bit of light rain move through the area. Breezy weather on Friday as another front moves through. We'll have highs in the 50s, and that sets us up for another very cold weekend. Low temps will be down in the 20s, with daytime highs this weekend just in the 40s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
And still sitting at 53 degrees right now, 47, the overnight low tonight. Health, business, and science headlines. Unemployment claims in the U.S. are down to their lowest level since the fall of 2022. According to the Labor Department, there were about 187,000 initial claims in the week ending January 13th. That's down 16,000 from the prior week.
And thousands of anti-abortion activists will be descending upon Washington, D.C. tomorrow for the 2024 March for Life. It'll be the event's second go-round since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, but organizers say that they're aiming to change the culture by making abortion unthinkable.
The DEA seized enough deadly doses of fentanyl last year to kill every American. Mike Casale with the DEA's Midwest office says fentanyl is now the leading cause of death for Americans between the ages of 18 and 45.
Just 2 milligrams of fentanyl to be a deadly lethal dose. And it is crazy to think that such a small amount can have such a horrible consequence.
They say they seized more than 77 million fentanyl pills and nearly 12,000 pounds of fentanyl in powder form in 2023.
And researchers have used the James Webb Space Telescope to find the oldest black hole ever observed. The team of scientists made the announcement Wednesday, saying that the newly discovered black hole is thought to be over 12 billion years old. The team says the discovery has changed what they initially believed about black hole development and described their findings as a giant leap forward.
All right. Chinese scientists knew vital information about the COVID-19 virus 2 weeks before revealing it to the world. In Hong Kong, Andrew Wood says the Wall Street Journal saw documents compiled by U.S. congressional researchers that make that claim.
The newspaper says a Chinese researcher uploaded a nearly complete sequence of the virus to a database run by the U.S. government on the 28th of December. At that time, the Chinese authorities were describing the COVID outbreak as a pneumonia caused by an unknown virus. The American database deleted the virus sequence in accordance with its protocols, as it could not contact the researcher. China officially shared the COVID sequence on January the 11th with the World Health Organization. Andrew Wood, Hong Kong.
All right. Pop culture notes today. There's some updates on the Super Bowl pregame entertainment. She said, here she wants his fancy, don't let me down. She said, here she wants his fancy, don't let me down. It is, of course, the one and only Reba McEntire. She's been chosen to sing the national anthem ahead of the Super Bowl. Also, Post Malone will perform America the Beautiful, and R&B singer Andra Day will sing Lift Every Voice and Sing.
I would assume it's Andra Day. I'm not sure. Maybe. But yeah, I did see that, and a pretty stacked lineup there, and very diverse, I'm noticing. We've got country star Reba McEntire, Post Malone, and then we've got Andra Day, and then halftime we've got Usher. Yeah, and whoever else he may have joining him there. Fitness icon Richard Simmons is distancing himself from a new movie being made about him. Warner Brothers Discovery announced Wednesday that a new biopic is in development, starring comedic actor Pauly Shore as Richard Simmons. Simmons responded on Facebook saying, quote, "I have never given my permission for this movie, so don't believe everything you read."
All right. Or C, in the case of the movie.
Yes.
Director Zack Snyder, he's the guy who did Man of Steel, Dawn of Justice, and Justice League. He wanted to do a movie where Batman impregnates Lois Lane, dies, and then she raises the kid with Superman. He apparently developed the storyline about 10 years ago, kind of like a Pearl Harbor type thing, I guess. Warner Brothers and DC both shut it down, with one executive saying it was super creepy.
I'm assuming the details in the plot make it creepy, because it's one thing to just like be impregnated by a man dies, and then you raise the child when you find love somewhere else. It's one thing to do that. That's not really creepy in itself. But there must be some weird stuff going on in that plot. And lastly here, the Smashing Pumpkins are reviewing thousands of applications for an open guitarist role. Mm. The band posted that 8 people are working full-time to review the more than 10,000 submissions that it has received for the position. The rock band announced less than 2 weeks ago that it was searching for another guitarist after Jeff Schroeder announced that he was leaving the band.
All right, 4:50. We'll take a break. Coming up next, we'll discuss a pretty insane reason why family members were not invited to a wedding. That's coming up next.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic? Go to ProHealth. Post-accident physical to access your PIP money? Go to ProHealth. Drug test? DNA testing? Go to ProHealthFL.com. Affordable lab work or primary care? Go to ProHealth. An affordable Ozempic medical weight loss program? ProHealth is your answer. Does your child need a camp or a sports physical? Only $40 at ProHealth. ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment. Just walk right in one of their 7 locations. Also at ProHealthFL.com.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan? Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:55 here. We will get one last quick check of the roads and weather this hour. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas. North Davis Highway giving us some trouble in front of Texas Roadhouse and Cheddar's near the Plantation Road area if you're traveling northbound just past Creighton Road there, but nothing too severe. Pine Forest Road still giving us issues as well near I-10 West. If you're getting off of I-10 West trying to travel north towards West 9 Mile Road, or if you're trying to get onto I-10 West coming from West 9 Mile, you're going to have issues in both of those areas there. Outside of that, Pensacola is looking rather smooth sailing for the most part. Caroline Street looking all right, and Gulf Breeze Parkway looking okay too. So if you're dealing with issues wherever you may be, they should not be holding you up for too long.
Temperatures overnight will be falling into the 40s, so cool, but not as cold as what we've been seeing. And there's a chance that a little bit of light rain might move through the area as we head through tonight. We've got another front headed this way. Friday, breezy, highs just in the 50s. And over the weekend, it's lows in the 20s and highs in the 40s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Right now, 53. Overnight low tonight's 47. All right, taking a look at what's happening in some wacky stories today. I thought this one was just wonderful. A soon-to-be 20-year-old bride didn't invite a lot of family members to her wedding because they eat meat.
Ah, yeah. I want to say I heard about this or something similar.
The bride and groom-to-be were are vegan and were wanting their special day to be a celebration of vegan lifestyle, I guess. She posted on a Facebook group called Vegan Revolution, saying some family members weren't invited because, quote, we don't want to host murderers at our wedding.
Okay, never mind. I haven't heard this story. Go ahead.
She also wasn't going to allow guests just to eat vegan for the day. This was not going to be where, hey, you know, we're having a vegan menu, whatever. Right. If they wanted to attend, they had to make a lifelong pledge to cut all animal products from their lives.
Okay, so we've got a fork in the road here. We got two paths, right? You can lie about that whole pledge thing, eat something vegan for the wedding reception or whatever, and then just go back to your normal life like, you know, anyone else. Or you could just not go to the flipping wedding. Those are your only two options.
Well,
in
yes.
my opinion. Yes. Like, lifelong pledge, I'm not doing that. If you're a vegan, great for you. Like, I'm not trying to tell you can't do that. That's your prerogative. My body, my choice, man. I'm not going to make a lifelong pledge just to go to your wedding. I'm not going to make it, period, but I'm certainly not going to do it.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You weren't going anyway.
Yeah, I was going to make an excuse.
Even if you were on the vegan train with them.
Yeah, I was going to make an excuse. You just gave me one to not attend. A woman went viral for explaining how it's awkward when she gets a new job because her name is Samantha Hart.
And with Why is that awkward, Austin?
I don't know. And with the way a lot of companies create email addresses. Okay, now I'm getting it. Yeah. Hers is typically shart or shart. @thecompany.com, and now she's transitioning to another job, so she's thinking about just bringing it up right away during onboarding so there's no awkward conversation later. That's wise.
Yes, that would be. I'm also not 100% sure if we just violated a law there by you saying it. I'm not sure. I don't think we did.
I don't think so. In the next hour, if I read it, I won't say
If Austin has offended anybody, our apologies.
And please keep it to yourself.
A 62-year-old man in New York got in trouble for trapping and spray painting squirrels a bright red color that was also toxic. Officials say Mark Kuhn was intentionally harming them because he didn't want them coming onto his property. He was allegedly trapping them, spray painting them, and then releasing them at other locations.
So, okay, so he was like intentionally like, this is toxic, I know it, I'm spraying for that reason.
Yes.
What a jerk. We need some good news after that one. A guy in Michigan is glad he had to hit the grocery store twice in one day because he went back to return something, bought a lottery ticket while he was there, and it hit for $1 million. Are you kidding? How does this happen to people? Like, you got to be really lucky for that, I guess.
Yeah. Also, this local one here in the PNJ today, adventure racer Hunter Leininger has set a new speed record for hiking the 1,100-mile Florida National Scenic Trail. That runs all the way from the Everglades up to Pensacola Beach. He hiked the trail in only 21 and a half days, beating the old record by half a day. Along his journey, he says he encountered a panther attacking an opossum, several spots where the trail was underwater and he had to swim and had to wade through swamps up to his knees. He arrived in Pensacola Beach yesterday along with his support team. So that's pretty cool there.
Yeah, congratulations.
Better him than me on that.
I was literally about to say, you're a better man than me. You wouldn't catch me doing that.
4:59, that'll do it for hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up, and we're back in about 10 minutes for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today on Pensacola Right Now.